Every year, the Pennsylvania Game Commission traps and tags hundreds of black bears. It's part of the state's ongoing census of its black bear population. This summer, as part of our series Wild PA, our own Reed Frazier headed out with a team to learn more.
On a small road in Tuscarora State Forest, Emily Carollo steers a big pickup truck around a sharp curve.
So this spot that we're going to that you'll see is actually pretty cool. It's got a really good travel corridor, so it's right on off of a power line, and power lines tend to be pretty good wildlife movement corridors because, just like people, they like to try and take the path of least resistance.
Carollo is the black bear biologist for the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Today, she and a pair of helpers, a state biologist and a forester, are in the woods west of Harrisburg. Up a small forest road, she stops a truck near one of her traps. It's a 2.5-foot diameter tube with a trap door on one end. So how do you lure bears into a trap? Well, with donuts.
Just baked goods. They're the best bait.
From the truck, we can see the trap door is down. There's a bear inside. Before we approach it, Carollo goes over some basic safety tips, like how to avoid getting rabies.
Don't handle the face or the claws. Everything else is fine, but just not the face and the claws, because those are transmission spots.
Okay. So.
In front of the trap, Carollo points a small flashlight through the metal grating. Inside, we see the head of a large black bear, long brown snout, round teddy bear ears, dark eyes. As I inch closer to get a better look, Carollo pulls me aside to give a warning.
Just FYI, he might charge out the door. It's fine. He's not going to get through, but he might charge out the door.
Seconds later, the bear charges the door, then starts making this weird sound with its mouth.
That's actually a great sound. That's what they make when they're nervous. He's trying to tell us to back off.
Carollo says these charges are almost always bluffs, meant to scare away a potential aggressor.
It's okay, big boy. It's all right.
She loads up a tranquilizer dart gun, takes aim for his shoulder, and pulls the trigger. After 15 minutes, she bangs on the cage to see if it's awake. With the bear asleep or something close to it, Carollo crawls inside the trap and puts rope cuffs around its paws. She and her helpers pull the bear out. The bear is a huge creature, a male, 6 feet long with a massive head and powerful limbs. Its paws measure 6 inches wide. She says he's one of the biggest she's ever tagged.
He's in really good shape. You know, his coat looks great. You know, we didn't see any signs of mange, which can be found in our black bear populations here in Pennsylvania. His body weight is fantastic. You know, as far as like his body condition, you can't really feel any kind of bony protrusions. You can't feel his spine very well. You know, he's clearly getting plenty to eat. He's in really excellent shape.
Once the bear is out, Carollo takes its temperature, measures its head and torso, and shaves a patch of hair off of each of its ears, where Carollo will put its tags. After that, she tattoos a number inside the bear's mouth, in case the tags fall off. Carollo also pulls a premolar, basically a wisdom tooth, to calculate the bear's age. She says judging by his size, he's probably 6 or 7 years old. In a couple years, this bear could weigh upwards of 500 pounds.
I don't think he's 500 pounds. I think he's probably closer to about 350, so he's still a pretty big bear.
She says he has all the telltale signs of a breeding male who's been fighting with others over a female.
And he's clearly been breeding. He has the marks on his face. He has a couple wounds on his chest. Those are from, you know, biting and scratching with other males.
This big guy is one of about 700 the Game Commission will tag this year. The state uses these tags to estimate the overall bear population.
You know, we've historically, for over the last 30 years, have had seen significant increases in our black bear population. You know, back in the 70s, they were practically decimated into small subpopulations that could really only be found in the north central and the northeast part of the state.
That changed after the state placed limits on bear hunting. And since then, the state's bear population has taken off. Right now, around 16,000 black bears live in Pennsylvania.
It's a really great place to be a bear. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of land. There's plenty of resources for them. I mean, that's really, it's why we have so many bears, and it's why we have really big bears.
After wrapping up her measurements, Corollo gives the bear another shot, this time to wake him up. A few minutes later, the bear rises to his 4 feet, stumbles a little, and then quickly gallops away. Corollo says the data they get when tagging bears, like blood samples, hair, and teeth, will help scientists better understand the bear population down the road, and even help fight diseases like mange. It will also help guide management decisions to limit human and bear interactions. The state gets more than 1,000 calls a year from people who've encountered bears in campgrounds, their backyards, or other places. She says the bears, if left alone, are not dangerous.
Black bears are essentially just big pussycats. They really want nothing to do with people. They are extremely aware of their surroundings. And when they do encounter people, they act way more afraid than you would expect of a big, you know, bear. When you look at it, we're looking at them as like, oh my God, this thing's going to eat me. In reality, that bear's looking at us like, oh my God, this thing's going to eat me.
The problem, she says, is people. Against the advice of every wildlife biologist, some people still try to feed the bears. Those animals that get used to human food often get euthanized because they can't change their habits. That's why the census is important. It helps the state manage the fall bear hunt to keep bears away from areas with lots of people.
We are biologists, but in reality, we're mostly managing people. We're making management plans that help kind of construct rules and regulations and how to get people to behave to be able to interact with wildlife so we can maintain these populations and preserve them for future generations.
Corollo refills the trap with fresh donuts, then gets back in her truck. About an hour later, she pulls up to another site on a steep forest road. She looks to see if a bear has found her trap.
Uh-oh, this door's down.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Corollo is happy to have another bear today. This one's a female. She'll tag and process this bear too and send her on her way.
Okay. Hey, Mama. Oh, you're a good-looking girl. Yeah,
for the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.